WCA.ai or phone
772-298. Welcome to the Keeping It Real Estate Show. This is a live call-in show, and I'm your host, Luke Lewis, along with my co-host, Tiffany Young, where we dive into everything real estate, from buying and selling to making smart investments. Our mission? To educate and keep you informed on the latest happenings in your local market. We're glad to have you with us. Let's get started. Welcome to Keeping It Real Estate. I'm your host, Luke Lewis.
And I'm Tiffany Young. And today we're here to break down the ever-changing world of real estate, like we always do, so that you can stay informed and make smart real estate decisions.
Really smart real estate decisions. So today's topic is understanding the real estate markets. And today we're going to be talking about the buyer's market. We're going to share some information on the seller's market. And we're also going to discuss and bring into the fold, what is a balanced market?
Yeah, so we're going to cover what they are and how they differ. We'll also give you a few tools on how you can identify which market you're in and the opportunities that each market presents. And we'll throw in a few tips on how to navigate each market. And then we're going to update you on what's going on locally here in our real estate market in Florida.
Yeah. So, Tiffany, before we go into the show, let us share a little bit about who we are. We are Treasure Coast Realty Group. And basically, we are a brokerage that operates out of Fort Pierce, Florida, where we get into helping clients buy, sell, create generational wealth, and also make investments in the real estate market.
Mm-hmm.
So that tells you a little bit about who we are. And just segueing a little about speaking of who we are, Tiffany, how was your week?
So far, so good, you know?
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
How about yours?
It's early.
Yeah,
got a little chilly.
Good.
I ended up breaking out a couple of warm-ups for the last couple of days and got a chance to put it on and don't have a fireplace to turn on, but I found this great little thing on YouTube where mm-hmm. you go to fireplaces and you type it in and you select the one you want and you put it on your big screen. And
does that keep you warm?
No, absolutely not. But it looks good. Actually, it looks good. Actually, yeah. Well, long story. No, never mind. We'll get into a different time. Started another whole subject now.
Doesn't take us long.
Yeah, we segue pretty quickly, folks.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, anyway, let's talk about what the real estate markets are. So we should start at the very beginning.
Yeah, let's go there.
Yeah, the real estate market's all about supply and demand. Simply, okay. That's it. You know, it's a tug of war between how many homes are available for sale and how many people want to buy them.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to be addressing today. And we're going to break down, you know, the different types of markets and help mm-hmm. you identify which one you're in and make better buying and selling decisions.
Yeah, that's right. And what a lot of people don't realize or are aware of, there's only a few key factors that influence the balance of supply and demand in any market. You know, they can range from things like economic conditions mm-hmm. that might impact a certain area. It could be population growth. And
yes,
you can see that right here.
Definitely.
In Treasure Coast.
For sure.
All of a sudden, population growth has just spurted out.
Yes.
Oh, so many changes, jobs, opportunities, and need to be here. Then there's interest rates, which are always defining moments in whether people decide to buy or to hold.
Right.
And even natural disasters, you know.
Well, yeah, again, yeah, here. Yeah.
For example,
hurricanes.
Think about, yeah, you're right. That's a good example. Here in the end, when that took place, Florida saw like these huge changes in the house demand because of the rebuilding efforts. And some people were just afraid or wondering if they should even come because they knew there was going to be insurance concerns.
Yeah.
And, you know, how those factors played out. It just made it difficult to decide whether or not you wanted to come and be here. So those categorize, you know, as we could categorize, these kind of make a change in what we talk about as a buyer's market and seller's market or a balanced market. And just to give you a brief, and I mean very brief, definition on the three, a buyer's market is going to be when there are more homes for sale than buyers looking to purchase it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to shift to a seller's market, and that's going to be the complete opposite, where there's going to be more buyers than available homes. And when that happens, that just creates fierce competition out there, and we've seen that, and we're all familiar with how that went down a few years back.
Mm-hmm.
And then a balanced market. And that would be that rare moment where supply and demand are about equal. So again, the three are going to be a buyer's market, where there's more homes for sale than buyers looking to buy. Seller's market, when it's just the reverse, there's more buyers out there than homes to buy. And then a balanced market is what I would call that sweet spot in the real estate industry, where it's right dab in the middle of both markets, right? So if we add some additional context to that, speaking of that, you know, the real estate market moves in cycles. And during economic booms, you usually see seller markets come prevalent because more people are looking to buy. Things are good. The economy's great. People are making money. Things are moving. Chains are moving downfield. You're about to score. And life is great. And then conversely, during economic downturns, the buyer's market become more common.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, the demand mm-hmm, dries up.
For sure.
You know, and then homes sit on the market longer.
Yeah, you know, and it's important to remember that these cycles don't play out at the same time.
Absolutely not.
Everywhere. You know, real estate is super hyper-local.
Super.
So one city, even in the same state, can be in a seller's market, while another is in a balanced mm-hmm. or even a market that favors buyers.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's so important that you understand the type of market that you're in.
Focus.
And that will help you adapt to your home buying and purchasing strategy.
Yeah. I see a lot of people, when they consider what they should do or mm-hmm. wondering what kind of moves they should make, they start looking at national trends and statewide trends and those mm-hmm. things that define real estate as a whole. But as a whole, it does not help you when you're trying to make a decision locally
yeah.
on whether you should buy or sell or hold or fold or whatever else you decide to do
yeah.
when it comes to making that type of move.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's a really good point to make. So let's dive into the buyer's market a little
yeah.
bit. You want to talk about that? So these are every buyer's dream because
for sure.
the power shifts to their favor, right?
Yeah.
And when this happens, there's usually a lot of listings and the homes sit on the market for longer periods.
Yeah.
And with that come, you know, more choices. You know, you can decide if you want to do something here or do something there. Or just come back and revisit it later, and definitely less competition, you
mm-hmm,
know?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, buyers that have the leverage to negotiate better deals are in a better position to get exactly what they want. And they can do that, you know, through a series of things. They could either ask for a price reduction on the home,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah,
have you seen that?
Yeah, well, they come in and offer low.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're not really asking for the reduction. They're just saying, you know, this is what I'm willing to pay.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's all.
yeah. Knowing that the house has probably been on the market for a little bit of time,
yeah.
right? I assume. Or they could ask for some closing cost assistance, you know, where they say, well, listen, I'm interested in buying this house, but I really like to have you contribute some money towards me closing, or you could pay some of my fees or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. I'm seeing some of those. Are you as well?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And then they can negotiate or even ask for repairs as part of the deal. And they can do that in a lot of ways. They can say, well, I'm interested, but I'd like to see you repair this first. Or maybe you can give me a credit for what it would cost for me to repair this. And then we could put a deal together.
Yeah, you know, a great example of this would be the housing market crash in 2008. Mm-hmm. You know, across the country, you know, we all saw home values plummeting. You know, the massive influx of homes that were sitting on the market, and buyers were able to purchase properties at a fraction of their previous prices. I mean,
low.
Yeah, so there are three key benefits of this type of market.
Okay, let's talk about them. What are they?
Yeah, you know, definitely lower prices. That's mm-hmm. the main benefit, because with the massive amount of homes on the market, home prices tend to drop, and that makes it easier for mm-hmm. buyers to find more affordable options, because they're, you know, everything's open up to them now. The market's wide open.
Yep.
And of course, they have more negotiation power because with, of course, lower prices and the more homes, they have more choices. So they can negotiate now for the home that they really want. They can push for better terms. They can ask for longer contingencies. And they can also request some seller paid fees, you know, now the closing costs here.
That definitely, now that's a really good point because that helps with that money they need for down where some people get into taking everything they've got to get into that house.
For sure. And they're, It's all I got, right? Yeah.
I'm going to put it all on the line, right?
Yeah, but we'll buy furniture next year.
Yeah, right, exactly. So now they can get into some of that money they had set aside to get into the house to actually put something in the house, right?
For sure, for sure. And the last benefit that I want to discuss today is they have more time to decide on what they want to do. Yeah. You know, without the urgency of multiple competing offers, now they can take their time. Yeah. They can decide, you know, between multiple properties. They can evaluate, you know, where they really want to be. Take their time like
that. I mean, to think about the fact that is the largest purchase that you're going
to
make.
Yeah, and to have to rush into it and, you know, fight for it, bid up, and be in a bidding war.
Imagine that house that you've always looked at and wanted, and you're going, it's not for sale, and you buy something like it. And then a week later, you drive down the street and there's a for sale sign. Right. I've seen that happen, you know. So, yeah. And seriously, I mean, it is one of those things when you think about it, not rushing, it is definitely to your advantage.
Yeah. Peace of mind.
Yeah. You don't have to look back and wonder. And it's not just, you know, first time home buyers who are going to benefit from this. You know, you've seen investors often flock to a buyer's market because for them, it means lower prices. And when investors come in and buy lower price homes, that means they're going to buy low. And when the time comes and the market recovers, they're going to flip and sell those homes
that's
higher.
Those fix and flippers.
Yeah, yeah. So
for sure.
Everybody kind of benefits during that time when prices are in that market.
And even though, you know, this is so sweet for buyers, you in a buyer's market, you still have to be strategic. Yeah. You know, you have to research local market trends. And work with the knowledgeable agent and be clear about your budget, you know? The opportunities will be out there at that time,
but
you really need to be ready to act when you find the right property.
Yes, and this is where I'll take that 1 minute thing to say, is that this is when it really pays to have someone who is actively engaged and involved in the real estate field. That can give you all of those comparables and variables that tell you what a home is selling for, what is listed for, and what it's actually worth, and what previously listed homes sold for. That would help you be able to figure out where you need to be
for sure
to get into that house.
For sure.
Yeah, so important. Talking about regrets, right? So now let's talk about the seller's market. You know, this is the kind of market that every homeowner dreams of. And this happens when there are more buyers out there then there are homes out there, creating intense competition. And homes in the seller's market tend to sell quickly, and they definitely sell for more than the asking price. And it's not uncommon. I remember a couple of years ago when we were seeing bidding wars.
COVID.
Yeah. Yeah. Buyers back then, Tiffany, were offering well above list price. And I saw a lot of
backup
deals. There were backup. They were taking offers and saying backup offers accepted. And I've seen where there were times actually where multiple offers were being accepted, and realtors were sitting down and reviewing 7 or 8, 10 offers at one time to
make
client.
A decision. Yeah, because sometimes they were like, "Oh yeah, we'll give you 10% above whatever the top is." They not even knowing
what the top number was. Yeah.
You know, that was some crazy times. Yeah. Like,
those were crazy times.
And we always know the real estate market is cyclical, and you know, these times won't last forever, but it just seemed to be going on forever. And oh my gosh. Like I was caught up in the losing out on properties at that time. So
a lot of us were.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just didn't know. And you would see the house listed and you go, okay, well, you know, I'll make an offer. And they're like, okay, thanks. And then you came in at offering price. They went, well, thanks.
They're like, remove the appraisal contingency.
Yeah. Yeah.
Remove the inspection. I want to inspect the house. Yeah. Like, come on.
Yeah. Keep the, you can take the palm trees with you. I just want the house, you know, just give me the house.
Yeah.
So It was crazy. And the other part of that back when it happened is that people were offering so far above what houses were really worth when they were going to the banks for the financing component. Say, for instance, a bank said, we'll finance 80% of your purchase price. That people found themselves in positions where what they had left after their 20% was greater than what the bank was willing to offer.
And they came up out of pocket.
They were coming out of pocket to make up the delta in that number just so they could get into the house.
Yeah. So basically the benefits for sellers in this kind of market are pretty clear.
Yeah.
Home sale prices are higher because demand outpaces the supply. So sellers can often get top dollar for the home. The homes sell quickly. You know, they don't sit on the market as long. So this also reduced carrying costs. So taxes, you know, you don't pay the full, all of the taxes for the year. The utilities, you cut down on that. So that's really...
payments.
Absolutely. And then they can avoid often paying for repairs or closing costs, contributions, so fewer concessions.
Yeah, but even in the seller's market, Tiffany, strategy matters, right?
Yeah.
You got to price your home. You know, if you price your home too high, it could scare away buyers. And the key is to price it competitively, you know? Stage your home to highlight its best features and market aggressively to create buzz that you need to make sure that thing takes off and grow. And with that being said, before we go any further in the show, I'd just like to remind everyone that this is a live show. And if you'd like to call in or make any content or have any conversation about the topic we're covering tonight, the number to call in is 772-221-1100. And again, that number is 772-221-1100. And we'd love to hear from you if you have anything to talk about related to tonight's topic. So getting back to what we were discussing earlier, for buyers navigating the seller's market, you know, it's going to be all about preparation, Tiffany. You got to get pre-approved for a mortgage. And we're going to talk about getting pre-approvals and what's called underwriting on a future show.
Yeah, but we're going to bring someone in, hopefully next week.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, because there is quite a difference. Like pre-approval just says you walk to a place and you'd say, here's what I got. Here are my bills. Qualify me to go, yep, it looks good. Underwriting is when there's a more in-depth, deep dive of everything that says, yep, we vetted everything, and this person can actually buy this house. And then, you know, work with an experienced agent, you know, and be ready to act fast when you find a home, because when that time comes, you've got to pull the trigger.
Yeah, that's great advice. Yeah. You know, a seller's market can feel intimidating for buyers.
Better believe it.
But if you're prepared and realistic, you know, buyers can still find success in this market.
Yeah. So, yeah, let's talk about exploring the balance market. That's where supply and demand, so they're pretty much equal to each other. And that's what I think your term is, the Goldilocks moment.
Yeah, too hot, not too cold.
So they explained
just right. Yeah.
She's talking lukewarm here. Not too hot, not too cold, you know, just right in the middle. And that is so rare when it takes place. But to give you a brief explanation about that, the balanced market, there's no overwhelming advantage to either side. We're talking buyers or sellers.
Win-win.
Yep. Homes are usually priced fair, and the transactions usually tend to proceed at a steady pace. So it's a great environment, you know, in a time to make thoughtful and definitely informed decisions on both sides.
Yeah, I'd like to say in this type of market, the characteristics that you would take out of this would be stable prices.
That's true.
You won't see those really high highs or, you know, home
peaks
selling
valleys,
way below
right?
the market value, you know, because homes stay steady and there aren't dramatic increases or decreases that happen. You know, they gradually... Our shift over time.
Yeah. You can plan.
Yeah.
And start knowing what you're looking for.
For sure.
Right?
For sure. And then the inventory is pretty moderate. You know, there are enough homes to meet buyer demand. It's not oversaturated. And also, homes sell in a reasonable time frame. They don't sit on the market for extremely long periods of time unsold. And they also don't sell in that day or two time frame. You know, they moved at a comfortable moving pace.
Enough for you to keep up with it, right?
Yeah. And this market's typically driven by steady economic conditions, you know, like low unemployment and consistent growth in population.
Yeah. And that's a good market, not just for real estate itself, but for the economy as a whole, right? To have kind of a stable environment where you can start making decisions, not just on buying homes or other major purchases, just life itself, to say, okay, things are kind of, I don't want to say easy peasy, but they're comfortable enough to make major decisions.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
with that being said, let's talk about the benefits, you know.
Yeah.
And we're going to get into talking about it for buyers. Number one, there's less pressure.
You know? Yeah, because you're not rushing.
Yeah, you don't have to try to figure out
to outbid someone.
Yeah, and then you're going into your kids' rooms and you're breaking open that piggy bank and you're like, "Where are all the quarters?" Right?
Yeah, and you don't have to make quick decisions, like you said earlier.
Yeah.
This is like one of the largest purchases that someone would make in their entire life. So taking the time to make a select smart decision is so important.
Yeah, and fair pricing.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Less likely to overpay.
Yeah, you're buying the house for what it's really worth and not, you know.
But you know, they say the home is worth what a buyer is willing to pay at the current time.
Tell the bank that.
So, I mean, if you have cash, cash is king.
Okay. Well, now that is a good point to make. All right.
You know?
Well said.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's when you go back to look for the piggy bank. Right?
Yeah.
Where is it? I know it's somewhere. Yeah. Okay, and also room to negotiate.
Yeah.
Right? While there's no extreme leverage, you know, buyers can still negotiate.
For sure.
Reasonable terms.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what about for sellers?
Yeah. Homes are likely to sell at ask or near price.
Yeah, that's true.
Predictable.
That's very predictable.
Mm-hmm.
You know where you're going in. And there's also serious buyers.
Mm-hmm.
And usually in this market, you're going to find that they're often motivated and definitely financially prepared.
Yeah.
And
they know
also,
what they're going into.
They do.
They
and
know
the transaction timeline is stable,
mm-hmm.
right? The sales usually close within releasable time frames.
Mm-hmm.
And when that happens, it reduces the uncertainty about what's going on in the market in other areas.
Yeah, and something that, you know, we don't normally talk about a lot, but it creates a healthy environment for real estate agents. You know, there aren't a lot, you know, they're being pulled from their buyers, being pulled from their sellers, you know. And also for investors, you know, agents just don't face that extreme mm-hmm. pressure of the seller's market, like an oversaturated, oversupply buyer's market,
mm-hmm.
you know, and also
trying to defend crazy prices. Right?
Yeah. You know, because, you know, you know,
more.
And, you know, people like my home is worth $400,000 and the home is worth $150,000.
Yeah, yeah.
You're stuck there trying to yeah. talk them out of it. Then they're like, you know, you have to make a decision. Do I want this listing or do I want to, you know,
yeah.
tell them the truth?
And, yeah.
you know, we will walk away from
house,
a listing
like,
in a minute.
Yeah, right.
Like,
they don't
we,
list it.
We're
they,
not going to have it just
it.
To have it. We want it to be sold.
Yeah, we want to sell it. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, balanced markets, like we said, makes it easier for real estate investors
mm-hmm.
to analyze returns on rental properties or flips.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like a positive.
Yeah. But you got to keep in mind also that a balanced market, you know, they're rare. So they shift so quickly, Tiffany, due to economic changes.
Mm-hmm.
Interest rates could drive a change like that or any unexpected events. And that's why they're so rare, right?
Yeah.
Because they teeter right in the middle.
They don't really last long.
Uh-uh.
No,
no,
because
they
as soon
don't.
As the market is balanced and everyone starts saying, okay, it's time for me to list my home. And then you have an oversaturation
exactly.
of listings.
Exactly.
And then when that happens, it's
it just
so
cools
easy.
Down
mm-hmm.
so quickly. It's such
mm-hmm.
so I don't know if there's a sweet spot, but it's, you
it's
know,
short and sweet.
It is short and sweet.
That's
yeah,
what it
it's
is.
Short and sweet.
Yeah.
That's why when you're ready to make a decision either way, it's always good to get with a real estate professional
yeah.
and start doing your due diligence. I recommend 2 to 3 months out. So you've got some type of number where you know like where you are and what you're looking to buy or what your house is looking or what you're looking to get for it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So either one of those.
Mm-hmm.
So let's share some real quick tips for navigating the market. And let's talk about the buyer's market. So a quick tip for a buyer, just be patient, right? You know, negotiate aggressively when you're going out doing your negotiations and make sure you focus on undervalued properties.
Yeah.
Yeah. You agree with that?
I do.
Yeah. And on the reverse side, the seller's market, you know, price competitively. You know, you need to create some urgency, make your home stand out. But if you're in a seller's market, you're going to probably
really
sell it before you put the mat out front.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. The sign goes up and 10 people at your door knocking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's a check. Here's a
yeah.
check. And in the balanced market, focus on fair pricing and make sure there's good communication going on both sides. so that you're both open to what's going on and willing to negotiate and move the deal to the next
level. Yeah, and like I said, real estate's super hyper-local, so, and it's all about location, location, location. So stay informed about your local market and know what's going on in your market as opposed to what you're seeing on the news about what's going on generally in the economy.
Agreed. Mm-hmm. Agreed. So how do we identify those types of markets, Dejan? You think we should, let's talk about some of the tools and methods to help folks figure it out?
Absolutely.
What about you talk about some of the housing market trends?
Well, definitely there are platforms that you can go on, like the MLS. You can call a local agent that can give you days on market so that you would know exactly how long homes are sitting on the market and also how many months of inventory we have. And that can help you determine whether in a buyer's market or a seller's market. Anything below 4 months of inventory is usually a seller's market, and 4 to 6 months is more of a balanced market, and over 6 months we're definitely in a buyer's market because homes are sitting on the market much longer, so buyers have their pickings.
Yeah, and it could also, there's a few resources out there if you want to go on to like a Zillow or Realtor.com or Redfin. They have market trend dashboards that you can look at. They usually show you local inventory levels, price changes, and the market hotness scores.
Yeah, so definitely. Like rising interest rates often cool down demand. Of course, shifting markets from a seller-dominated to a more balanced or buyer-friendly market. And the key is to stay informed and monitor these metrics. You know, knowledge is power when it comes to real estate.
It absolutely is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point to make. Talking about knowledge, once again, that is where you bring in someone who knows the market, what's happening, and can keep you not only on your toes, but in the mix when it comes to the Florida real estate market, which is experiencing some notable shifts. So here's a quick snapshot of its current trends, and Tiffany, we can take it and wrap
it
from
home
there.
Values have been seeing increases year over year. And of course, you know, there are more listings on the market right now than previous years. And with all the new construction, I mean, there's been a 10% increase in homes in 2024. So homes are sitting on the market a little longer. Mortgage rates are hovering around 7%, and insurance costs are skyrocketing. So with all of these trends, it's so important to understand what's going on in the market. And so, Luke, you have any tips before we wrap
tips.
Up and get out of here?
I just want to make sure that folks are thinking and conscious of what we're discussing on these shows and you're staying tuned. And that's all we have today for our show of Keep It at Real Estate. And Tiffany, you want to
we hope
out?
That you feel a little more confident about understanding and identifying these markets. And we'd love for you to join us next week.
Have a good night.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Keeping It Real Estate Show with your hosts, Luke Lewis and Tiffany Young. Thanks for tuning in as we explored everything you need to know about buying, selling, and investing in real estate. Our mission is to keep you informed and ahead of the curve in today's market. Be sure to join us next Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. for more expert insights, tips, and local market updates. You can always reach us at 772-510-6801 or by visiting our website at treasurecoastrealtygroup.com. Until then, stay informed, stay inspired, and of course, keep it real in real estate.
Come on, we've come to magnify the Lord and give him some glory. Want you to help me sing this song. Come on, lift those voices, say, if it had not saved.